Why is it that John McGahern is so cherished now by Irish readers who found his descriptions of sexual and physical violence and the disrespectful treatment of women so unacceptable when he published his second novel, The Dark, in 1965? This novel exposed the atrocities of a sordid, hidden Ireland long before the revelations pertaining to industrial schools, Magdalen laundries, and clerical sex abuse came to light almost three decades later. The prophet is rarely appreciated in his own country, and McGahern lost his job as a primary school teacher when The Dark was banned. Archbishop John Charles McQuaid was determined that no one working in a school in his diocese should have written what he termed a dirty book. Owen Sheehy Skeffington, a senator and social campaigner, took up McGahern's cause and marvelled how it could be that the state paid teachers' salaries, whereas the church decided on who taught in their schools. Skeffington further argued that the main reason behind the banning was the fact that The Dark dealt with aspects of Irish life which officialdom preferred to pretend did not exist. It was certainly not a wise career move on McGahern's part to treat openly of the sexual frustrations of many Irish women and men, including priests. Such issues were taboo at the time. As his friend and mentor Michael McLafferty wrote in a letter, "The book rings with truth at every turn, and it must have been a heartbreaking and exhausting book to write." McGahern's courage in revealing that there was something rotten in the state of Ireland deserves recognition, even at the remove of over half a century.